Hi, my name is Laura. I'm one of the account specialists here, Junior. How are you?
Funny.
I'm good.
I'm glad to
hear.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I like the upbeat attitude going on over there.
Well, I mean, it's another day, you know? We're alive.
Exactly.
Yes. And I'm looking at the notes Lulu left me as well. So you're really new in business, right? You just have about a year and a half?
Yeah, I had a business and it all fell apart, you know, because I made a mistake and got married.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And then got divorced. No, it's okay. So we're like scraping and starting new again, but it's okay.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry to hear about that, but
no,
you know,
okay.
you said you have a positive attitude about it. So that's the best thing you can do, really, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So you had a business before. How long did you have the previous business for?
That one about 5 years, I think, or four and something. 4 years.
So you have experience. You've been doing this for some time then. How has it been going so far with, you know, opening up this new business?
It's okay. It's not where we want to be, obviously, but it's okay.
Okay. So I'm assuming what it sounds like is you guys definitely need more work, correct?
Definitely.
Okay, and that's what we can help you out with. What have you done marketing-wise, or how do you get new business right now?
Well, most of it is word of mouth with, you know, the people we know and stuff like that.
Okay.
It's like a little bit of social media, a little bit of, you know, nothing crazy. I've had a lot of marketing companies call me like you guys are.
And okay.
Like the prices are kind of insane. It's all over the place, but.
Is that what has stopped you in the past from moving forward is the pricing?
Well, as far as I don't know, what exactly are you guys offering now? Because she mentioned Google and Bing and so.
Correct.
I don't know.
So our company name is Local Splash. We are a Google Premier Channel partner, so we're partnered with Google. I'm not exactly sure what type of marketing companies you've dealt with, but what we do is search engine optimization, and our listings as well, they are exclusive, so we don't work with your competitors. So these would be calls that are going to go directly to you, so you're not sharing leads, nothing along those lines. Now, the first thing we would want to do is get you a Google business profile because I don't see one online. I'm assuming you haven't made one yet. Okay.
No, because so the problem is that the Lose LLC is the primary name, but we run under a DBA. So I just opened up a new DBA just the other day because the other one was refinishing work and stuff like that. So I just opened up a new one just recently, another DBA. So that one's going to be the construction part of it.
Okay. So the way that it would work, you know, is we'll do that Google business profile, but we would have you popping up on the first page where the map is, and it's based off of the type of jobs you want to be found for. So anytime somebody types in, let's say kitchen remodeler, bathroom remodeler, if you do floors, whatever service you want to be found for, if somebody looks up that keyword, that's when you pop up on the first page. Okay, so we do that with Google. We do it with Bing. We retarget those same people that are looking for those keywords. When that person goes on their Facebook, there's going to be an ad that pops up for your business. So they'll be able to click to call you directly like that as well. Now, price-wise, it is based off of a flat rate, so it's a month-to-month service. There is no contract. You're looking at a flat rate of $249 per month. With a one-time setup fee of $99 for all of your programming.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So all I would have to pay is $100 to get this started, and then just the monthly fee.
Correct. So you pay the $249 for the month, the one-time $99 setup fee. So to start everything today would be $348. After that, month to month would just be $249 a month.
Okay. And. Oh, okay, so let me ask you. So this is just for the search, Google search part of it, right? So like my name would pop up at the top or whatever it is you're saying, and then Bing, you said Google and Bing.
Correct. So just to kind of make it a little bit where you could understand it better. So have you ever looked for a restaurant or a service and the map pops up with the local businesses?
Sure. Yeah. Like, cause we have, we're on the, so like I said, the business before we were doing okay. We were getting, you know, semi decent traffic through Google and Google Maps, and we were getting calls. So the name was, I think the way Google works, based on what I think I know of, you know, my last experience was, once we got, it's almost like the more calls we got, the more the name got recognized and it got bumped up on the Google Maps. And we had a decent, we were like, I don't know, maybe second or third in line on the Google Maps itself. So we were doing okay because the ratings, we had 5-star and we were doing okay before. And then now it just seems like it's like I barely get any traffic, you know, based on, you know, the stuff being new.
Yeah, just to kind of, I'll give you the simple way of how Google works. It's kind of like a robot, right? So all of the it goes off of all of the information that it has. And the more accurate and good reviews, of course, that a company has, the higher and higher it has your company go up.
Right.
So that's
what was happening before, I think.
Yeah, exactly. So our job is going to be to basically clean up the internet of all of your info, put in information on the internet of your business. We give you a URL link, so you're going to be able to it's very simple. You just give that URL link to the people that your clients.
Right.
They just have to click on it. They leave you reviews. You know, we're going to help you get good reviews as well. So that's how it pretty much works. So you have an understanding. So that's what we would do. We would jump start everything for you. Your ads on Facebook, those will take 7 to 14 days to go live. Now for us to, first of all, get you verified with Google and get you listed for each keyword, that is going to take us a max of 45 to 60 days. But the quicker that we can get everything going, obviously the quicker we can get you results.
Right.
So what I'm going to do is just get your basic information, make sure we have everything the way you want it to look. I get payment, I set up your onboarding call, and I send everything to you through text and through email. Okay?
So you were saying, what were you saying about leads now? Like nothing's going through you guys. You're just going to pretty much market the business name on Google and everything, and then everything gets directly, you know, I'm getting all the whatever calls directly to me, right? There's nothing.
Exactly. Yeah. They're not going to go through us in any type of way. We're not a lead service. You know, an SEO company. Exactly. So you are going to get a dashboard though. So your dashboard is where you're going to be able to track and measure your success. You'll be able to see how many people are looking for you, how many clicks, calls, all of that is going to be tracked. So of course you can measure your success on whenever you want, because you'll have access to that right away. Even though, of course, there's not going to be anything on there right away because we're barely starting. But, you'll have access to that dashboard. I'm also going to include a website at no extra cost as well. So that's all, you know, good stuff for your business.
So you're gonna put up a website as well?
Correct. I'm going to add one at no extra cost. Lulu put you down for the new one business credit, so I got you on that in. Sorry, go ahead.
No. So what I was thinking, it was like, so is that website going to be mine or is it going to be yours?
So it's our,
it's
our website because we are building it for you. Now, if let's just say you you hate our company and you don't want to continue with us, you do have two options. So you can purchase the domain and just the domain outright for $99. Or if you want to still to host and maintain your website, it's $39.99 a month.
So I could buy that. So I could buy that website. So let's say even if I wanted to stay with you guys and I just wanted to buy the domain, can I do that for $99?
Yeah, of course. So, I mean, if you're with us and you want to own the domain, you can purchase it from us. I mean, you can also purchase your own domain and you can just give it to us so we can do the website on your domain. I have a lot of companies that they have their own domain already. So,
I'm just not that tech savvy. So like, I know I bought, somebody else did it for me, but we bought a domain for the last business and everything, but I know it's not that hard. I could probably Google it and I'd probably get it done in a couple of minutes. I just want to be able to own that domain and, you know, whatever.
Yeah. If you, I mean, we purchased a domain for you.
Right.
So as long as you're with us, you know, you don't have to pay for it, but you have the option at any time. If you want to purchase it from us, you know, you can. That's not an option. I mean, that's an option.
Not an option. No, I'm kidding.
It is an option.
No, I know. You started off with not an option. No,
I know. No, that's why I was like, wait.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much the case. So just to make sure I have everything the way you want it to look as well, this phone number that we're speaking on, is this the number that you're going to want on the Google business profile to have your clients call you on as well?
Yes.
Okay. And then Junior, I have JUNIOR. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then Junior, what's your last name?
Rodriguez Morales. But you could just put Morales, that's fine.
Okay, I'll put Morales. Okay. And the card that you're going to use for payment, does it show Junior Morales or does it show Junior Rodriguez Morales?
No. It shows my real name is Melvin Rodriguez Morales.
Oh,
but
okay.
I don't know if I'm gonna agree to this yet. So I don't know.
Okay. What are your concerns? What's holding you back?
I don't know. I gotta think about it. It's weird because I've had all these companies call with doing like offering this pretty similar.
I'll tell you why. If you don't know why, because I did a quick search for your business online. I see that on Home Advisor, you're new to Home Advisor, and that's most likely where all those calls are coming from.
Are you Spanish, by the way?
I am. Well, I mean, you could tell Rodriguez Morales.
No, I know. Sometimes it's neat. I could hear the accent come out a little bit.
Yeah. I speak Spanish.
Oh, okay. No, then, yeah, mm-hmm. Obviously when you said the last names, and that made it clear, but no. No, because like I said, I've had all these companies call and, and like my brain's all over the place. So like some of the prices these people want are insane.
What have they quoted you?
I don't even want to get to numbers, but, and some of them have contracts, like the whole, it's weird, right? Because like, it seems like some of the stuff that they're saying I'd like, and then some of the stuff is off-putting. So like, it's kind of like, I don't know. So I'm kind of held back on that for a little bit, but.
Well, you want to be careful what type of company you go with too. So typically lead service companies that are like directories, and I mean, no offense to Angie's, but I don't know if you know much about them, but they were sued a few months back by the Federal Trade Commission for, I think it was like $7.2 million. They were lying to their customers about lead quality. I have a lot of clients that come from Angie's because they just get a lot of junk from them. And I'm not going to knock them. I mean, it works for some people.
So I'm glad you're talking about that because like that's not something I want to do long term. Right. Cause like, so we're kind of like in a desperate situation, right? Kind of. So we're just trying to get work wherever we can. And then, so we need a starting point, you know, like I'm hoping like, and this is exactly the questions I was asking them, you know, I was like, so are you just going to meet a quota? Cause the shit that I don't like about them either is like, I have to pay you to give me a lead. And even if I don't book the job, you're still going to get paid for that lead. Even
exactly.
If it's shit,
yeah.
You know, like, that's, so I'm like, how do I know you're not giving the same leads to like 10 people and you get
they are.
10 times for the same lead. And then
they are
right. So
yeah.
So this is all the shit that I learned after. And then it's like, there's so much in my brain right now, but like, yeah, that was part of it. And I was like, and I've always grown up, I was raised in a weird way. Right. Like I was just like Rent-A-Center, all those places. Don't do that. Just like go out and buy your shit like outright. So you're not getting ripped off. Because so what Andy's does is pretty similar to like Rent-A-Center and these places because like they're gonna sell me, you know, I'm gonna be renting or supposedly buying, you know, the same furniture that somebody's already paid for. So they're basically doing the same thing with leads, right? They're selling leads to 20 people, let's say. They're selling the same leads, and now they're getting, you know, whatever it is per lead. Let's say $50 per lead, 20 times. And only one of those people are going to book the job. So, like, they're doing this. It's pretty much a scam.
Yeah, no, it is. It is. That's what they do. And people don't even answer the phone sometimes. It's terrible, and you have to pay for it. Even if they don't answer the phone, so what happens is some of these people, they've been called a lot, I don't know what it is that, I don't know if it's Angie's that does it, but, I have a lot of clients that tell me that they get leads and the people never answer the phone. They never answer it, and they call it right away, and they still never answer the phone. And they have to pay for it.
They're probably giving them fake numbers. Who the hell knows?
Well, that's what they got sued for. They got sued because they were doing that. Now, are they still doing it? I have no idea. You know, I don't know.
Right.
But, that's what I was trying to get at. So typically lead services, I don't hear sometimes it works for some people, but the majority of people that I hear, it doesn't work really well. When it comes with SEO companies like ourselves, you want to make sure you go through a Google Premier Channel partner and a company that can prove to you that they're that with their badge. Because what that is pretty much a certification. That certification is not something that we pay for. It's because we provide certain results to our clients. You know, and you also want to go with a company that hasn't, that's been around for a while, because there is SEO companies that will every so often just change their name and go through the same clients because they're just not really giving good results. So you just need to make sure you go with a reputable company, make sure that they have a lot of reviews, good reviews, because there's some companies that can take 3 to 6 months to show you results. And some companies can't even do what they say they're going to do. So you got to be real careful.
So I'm talking to you now. So how would you prove to me that everything you just said, like that Google badge or whatever it is, and because I'm looking at your name now, and you guys have almost 1,000 reviews on Google Maps.
I know. I think we're like 2 away from 1,000.
Right. Yeah. Like 998.
Yeah, so let me do this for you. I'm sending you over a text message, okay, and it has our pricing page. If you open up that link, so it'll tell you a little bit about our company. You know, we're going to be 20 years in December. We have over, 4.2 stars, I think, right now. If you look at our bird's eye, which is on our Google business profile as well, we have 4.9 stars, and that's out of our clients that we have now. Now on the pricing page that I sent you, if you go to the part where it says Google Ads Partner and there's a box with the letter G, if you click on that box, it takes you directly into Google's website, and it has our company name and it has our partner badge. So it pretty much tells you,
me to click on Google Partner?
Yeah, if you click on, not Google Partner, but, yeah, well, yeah, Google Partner, the box with the colorful G.
Right.
And it takes you directly into Google's website. It has our company name. It shows you right there. That's our Google badge.
Google Partners.
Mm-hmm. And there's only 40 companies in the United States that have this badge as well.
Right.
And that's how I would, I pretty much prove that to you. I've come across clients that say, oh no, the company I work with is a Google partner. I say, okay, what's the name of the company? Right. I'll go on the company's website. I see the little box, but when I go and click on it, it doesn't go to Google. It's just a picture of it. And I said, yep, they're not Google partners. They're just putting that on their website.
Right. Yeah, it says Google Partners on the top, and then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if you look at the web URL, it's on actual Google, so it's not like something we came up with or anything.
Google.com.
Correct, exactly. Nowadays, you can't be too careful, It's.
No, because it just drives me nuts, because some of these people are like, they're so. like, I don't know, like the way they talk, and it's, they're good salespeople, put it that way.
Yeah.
So the way they talk, no, and they try to get, and then it's weird because it's like they don't even want to get off the phone, and then they start off with this one price, and I'm like, no, and then they just all of a sudden goes down to half, and so it's like.
Yeah.
So
I know
I'm
all
like,
about
so
that.
Why did you, yeah, why did you, what, like, why did you, I don't know, it's hard for me.
And I'm going to tell you one other thing. If you look at the pricing page that I sent you, if you go all the way down, it shows you the packages. The package that we're offering you, if you purchase it online, it's typically, I think it's listed there for like $5.99 or $4.99. I didn't even quote you at that. I quoted you already at the lowest pricing, and I also didn't go and brag about that or tell you about it. I just did it for you.
which is the package that the pro platinum?
I recommend the platinum package because it includes Google and Facebook. The pro is only Google alone, and you really get what you pay for if you just go on that route, and I don't recommend it. If you were to go the pro package, I can leave you that one at $199 a month, which is the lowest I can go. But again, I don't recommend it. I recommend doing platinum.
No, I was asking which one you were offering for the price.
Yeah.
That you...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this one says Google Business Profile, Bing Local SEO Content, U.S. Client Support, Facebook Meta Advertising, Popular Directory Submission, Review Monitoring, Optimized Landing Page, Call and Conversation. Call and
conversion
Tracking. Sorry.
Yeah. No,
account Dashboard, Lead Generation, Advanced Reporting, and Review Generation Tools. And you said there would be like an account where I can go in and like change things around.
Yeah.
As far as like keywords and all that stuff. Yeah.
Correct. That's the dashboard. So you'll be able to change. So I have clients in the wintertime, they change their services, or if you get really busy, or if you're looking to take on a lot more work, that would be just changing up your keywords. And you can always call me directly, too, if you want to pick the best keywords. So my onboarding team, they research all of that. So I'll still be point of contact on your account as well. So I'm not going to go away or anything like that.
Right. Sorry, one second.
No, you're okay. Take your time.
Yeah, that whole situation is weird.
Yeah, I could imagine
the whole
too.
Angie's
so.
Thing.
When Angie's, did you pay them?
That's a whole. Ah.
Well, the only reason.
Yeah.
The only reason why I ask you is because legally you have 3 business days to cancel from when you pay them. So I don't know if you're in that place or not.
So what the situation was is. And again, like, I feel desperate because of the situation that I'm in, but, like, so I told, because it was a fucking nightmare, because they did the background check, right? And they went through this checker. I don't know if you ever heard of this background check company. They went through this checker company. That shit was a nightmare. It's been going on for, like, 2 weeks, it feels like. They don't have their information right. They need this. They need that. They need just this whole back and forth thing for about 2 weeks, I think. And then, so I told the guy that I was working with, I told him, I said, you know what? At this point, don't even, I was like, put a hold on the account. Don't take any money out of my account. Just talk to me. Like, see if you can even get this far as getting this stupid checker thing done, because they were having a hard time. I sent pictures of my social security, everything that they asked for. And they still was asking me for this, like, you have a picture of my social security card and you still don't have the right number? Like, how does that happen?
Yeah, that's what it is.
The number's right. Yeah, like, the number's right there. I sent you a picture. Like, how do you not have my social security number yet? Anyways, but that kept going on for 2 weeks. I told the guy, I said, put a hold on the account. Don't take any money out of my account, because I could be spending this money somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm gonna look at my bank now, and I think he didn't even put the hold on the account yet. Like, so I think they might be in the middle of it's pending or something, I think.
Oh yeah, you definitely need to find that out to give them a call. I mean, they're answering your phone calls, right? They're not dodging you. Okay, that's good.
But it's funny because they were on top of me the whole time, right? And now all of a sudden it's, I think it already went through. It did go through. So it's not pending anymore.
Your background went through?
No. The background did, but I'm saying the payment, it got taken out of the account for them. So, like, my thing is not, like, now all of a sudden my phone is not lit up by Andy's at all. You know what I'm saying? Does that make any sense?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I get it. Now that they have your money, it's like you don't hear from them.
Right.
I've gotten
a couple of emails, but that's probably all like automated shit that just happens automatically.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm at the point where it's just like, I don't even know whether to even bother calling them or just sit back and see how long they're going to take to fucking get back to me. So I can, you know, like, it's, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, are the leads that you have now, are they paused? So they're at least not charging you?
I haven't even set up the app. They were supposed to call for me to set up the app, and they never did that either. So, like, so the app is not even, like, on. Like, I downloaded the app, but it's not even, I never logged in once. Like, none of that's set up yet.
So, I would do? I would call your bank, and I would just dispute the charge and say, these people haven't done anything, you know, like, I just want my money back. Like, I feel, you know, what they said they were going to do, they haven't done it, and I would even say they're not even answering my phone calls. You know, they're not even reaching out to me, so I just want my money back, and have your bank dispute it with them. Because if you haven't done any of that and where you're at, like, your money's just being wasted right there.
I think so. And then, so like I said, I was just in a situation because, like, based on what everybody was charging to do the marketing end of it was just, like, insane. And then even what I pay them is, I don't think it's worth it.
Well, you know, if you're going to get junk.
Right. So that money I could have spent somewhere else where there's other companies that they don't do the marketing end like you guys do, but they don't do leads. What they do is like you said, it's kind of like a dashboard, right? You have an account with them. You pay them like the one-time fee and then like a yearly fee. And then you're on a dashboard and you get unlimited access to unlimited jobs. So you do your own bidding. You talk to the customers directly and you could do 1,000 of them in one day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a flat rate, a yearly rate.
Mm-hmm.
So, does that make sense? Yeah, that to me sounds better than paying for leads. Cause like I can talk to as many customers as I want, but I just, you know, it's shit like that I only seen that after I started dealing with Andy's.
I told the guy at Andy's, I was like,
put the shit on hold. Don't have them not take the money out of the account until you talk to me directly. And he's like, yeah, I'm putting it in the account myself right now. I'm putting the note in the computer, you know, the same bullshit that everybody tells you. And then, so I told him, do whatever you guys do, put it in bold letters, highlight the shit, make sure they don't take the money out, and look, here we are. They already took the money out.
Yeah, I would call your bank and dispute that, and I would even tell them, like, I told them not to take it out, and they did. You know, I would do that.
Right.
You're probably
like,
the best option.
And even that guy, like, what the fuck is wrong? Like, why the fuck didn't you get that done? Like, I told you, and he said he was going to put a big note on the computer, and I'm like, so it's all bullshit. Even with that, and then, I don't know. It's just, you know, I gotta admit, it's my fault too, because I feel desperate because there's people that are willing to work, but I gotta try to find what, like, work for them
to
keep them busy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no.
The stuff that we were doing, it's like, we're already hitting where I'm at now, like, we're already hitting in the 50s, the temperature at nighttime is going down to like the high 50s, and to everybody, that's fucking cold. So now nobody wants to do certain types of jobs because to them, the summer's over.
Yeah.
So I was trying to get a jump start on that before the season to try to keep people busy.
Well, anyway. I said something to tell you on our end.
Yeah.
On our end as well, you know, on the winter time, if, you know, you get complete slowdown or if you're just not going to take any work, you're always able to put your account on seasonal hold with us, and we don't charge you for that time. When you want to restart, we don't charge you another setup fee or anything. So, you know, your campaign with us is fully customizable, but it really is just starting everything.
Right.
So, I mean, based off of everything that I went over with you, you know, I showed you everything.
Right.
I mean, where are you at with your situation? Because I know you have a lot going on.
No, I had to cut myself off because, like I said, I've been down a rabbit hole and I've been talking to everybody and their mother, and I keep getting calls and I keep hearing, like, and then I've even had phone calls from people from, like, other countries.
Yeah,
and I don't feel comfortable doing that. With them, this is pretty similar to what you're offering. I don't feel comfortable with dealing with people who I can barely understand. I'm not racist at all. That's not what I'm saying. All I'm saying is,
no, I know what you mean.
If I can't communicate with you, it's already like a no. And the guy, he gave me an attitude on the phone, which was weird. I'm like, every time he called, it was at the worst times. I was working, I was doing shit, and then he's like, he's getting, like, I hadn't even got a chance to look at his like, email or nothing at that point. And he's getting all worked up on the phone. I'm like, why are you getting upset? Why?
Yeah.
I'm like, this alone is enough. And he's like, I'm not getting upset at you. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, but you sound, like, really upset on the phone. I was like, I haven't raised my voice once. I'm trying to be decent to you, even though I'm in the middle of working.
Hmm.
And all I asked was, send me an email with your company name and everything so I could look into the company as much as I can and then figure out, you know, your ratings and all that. And he's, I don't know, the guy got upset and I was just like, and he sounds like Middle Eastern or something. I don't know, but.
Yeah. Yeah. You gotta be careful with those too, because there is SEO companies that are out of the country. And, you know, it's not when they're out of the country, it's nowhere near the same as if you deal with somebody in the United States.
Right.
And as you can tell, customer service wise, I mean, there's companies here too that don't really have good customer service. So I'm not going to say it's just people overseas, but,
right.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I mean, I'm not racist either, but when I answer the phone and I hear somebody that has a accent, like a heavy accent, I typically don't deal with them just because of that reason alone. You know, they're not even in the country.
It's not even who they are. It's just the fact that they don't feel comfortable.
Correct.
And then you
exactly.
hear, like, then you hear people screaming in the background, like a bunch of other people talking.
Or like roosters in the background. Terrible.
It's been like other people screaming at each other in the background and talking.
Oh,
like,
gosh.
Couldn't even, like, there's no like partition or nothing in between, like, to break that up a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
yeah. I hear you.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, so where is your mindset with this? What are you thinking?
No, because I think this sounds good. Honestly, it sounds good. Like, but it's just like, then now it's like another 40, 60 days or something like that. You said so. It's like,
it's
like, why couldn't you?
Facebook is 7 to 14 days, but on Google's side, I mean, I'll be completely transparent with you. It's 45 to 60 days. We did, you know, not too long ago, we used to always say 30 to 45 days. You know, that was on the quicker side. It really boils down to how quickly we can get you verified, so we can get everything going. But you, that all, like, you have to get us what we need to verify you.
Which is what?
So it, there's different things. So your business is, you are registered because I see the LLC. So Google will do different ways of verification. So it could either be, your registration information, business cards, the tools that you use, the truck that you use, invoices. It's basically just verifying that you are a legitimate business. You know, you're not just some random person trying to get on Google. And then they do verify your address as well. So address wise, the address that you're going to set up the Google business profile.
So, what was I going to say? Because I already have it on Google Maps. I don't know if that helps you anything with anything.
It does help. Hold on, what? Go ahead.
No, so because I'm trying to type it. I don't know why I'm having a problem myself. I know it's there because, like, it's on my phone, right? Because I logged in with the email and I have access to the profile. The business profile
I have
on the Google.
Luz LLC, but what's the name of the company?
That's what I'm saying, because I went from Resurrect Refinishing to Resurrect Construction, so I changed the name on the Google Maps, but I don't think it's coming up. Try looking it up. I'm looking at this phone. Let me use my other phone. I'll tell you exactly how it's coming up, because I changed the name on there, so I don't know if it's coming up.
No, you're popping up as Resurrect Construction.
And that's in Rhode Island?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it shows your phone number. It's the correct one. Yeah, 4 reviews, 5 stars.
Let me see.
Yeah, you pop up.
It didn't come up on my phone.
And
so
by the way,
so
having a Google business profile, it does speed up the process. It does make things go quicker for you. Now, the only issue that we could run into is if we get admin control of your Google business profile and Google does not like that, we do have to dispute that with Google. But, like, there's so many – this is why we always say 45 to 60 days, because there could be things that come up. It doesn't necessarily mean how long it's going to take, but we do want to give you realistic expectations. Because we don't want to tell you, hey, you start with us, and in a week you're going to be on the first page of Google. And then, and when that doesn't happen, you're going to get pissed, right?
No, I want that. That'd be great.
Yeah, you know, I'm not saying that.
No, I know.
But it, you know, it really just depends how quickly we can get everything going. And, you know, for you as well in your industry, the closer you start getting towards wintertime, you start really getting the slowdown. So I always recommend go ahead.
But no, because I was thinking, because like we could do like the bathroom and kitchen remodeling in this time of year. Because I know when it gets a little cold outside, there's still people looking for that to get done.
Yeah. It's typically like November, at the end of November, where you start really seeing a slowdown because people don't want people working in their house because of the holidays.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, and then at that time we can put you on seasonal hold if you need to.
Right. The only reason why is because, like, so what does the seasonal hold mean? So that means the name's still going to stay on Google. Like, everything's going to stay up.
Yeah. So the seasonal hold, I mean, you're still going to be popping up on Google and everything, but we're not going to be running like Facebook ads for you. You know, we're not going to be doing the SEO, but you don't fall off right away.
What is SEO?
It's where we optimize your business for you to pop up on the first page. So it's that, what I was telling you, that Google thing where we clean up your information. We constantly are putting it on the internet, blah, blah, blah.
So you put that on hold?
Correct. But you don't fall off right away. It's just the same concept when you're starting, you know, it takes time. You don't fall off right away. But that's only if you close your business. So, for example, landscapers, that they don't work at all in the wintertime. Yeah, so if you don't close, if you still take on work, then, I mean, we would just keep you up there. You know, we don't need to go, we don't need to put you on a seasonal hold. But I'm just saying it is an option if you, if you get really busy or if you just close the business for a couple months because you're not taking on work. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. No, because I'm... Yeah, no, the reason why I said that is because, like, it's like, it's kind of messed up because, like, if we don't want to close at all.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it's, you know, certain jobs we can do in the wintertime.
Yeah.
But we're not going to be outdoors or anything.
It would be that those keyword searches then, you know, we would change the keywords for, or we leave the same keywords the whole time.
You could just leave them because those keywords are going to be either way, like throughout the whole year. So.
Yeah, of course. I mean, what keywords would you want to be found for?
Oh, we can go over that in a minute. But, no, I have a question because like some of these people, it's like a higher down payment. Like, and then the monthly is cheaper than you guys. So I don't know. So like, that's another thing too, because it's like, so the down payment is a little bit more expensive, but the monthly rate to keep it going is cheaper. So like, in the long run, I'm going to end up paying more because your monthly fee is higher.
Well, it depends what exactly they're offering you. Because that's, you know, you want to compare apples to apples. And also it depends if they're partnered with Google. Because if you're dealing with a company that's not partnered with Google, you can absolutely find this package at a lower price. But how long it's going to take you to start seeing results? 3 to 6 months. So for us, 45 to 60 days, it's on the quicker side. So it kind of evens out. But again, it just depends. But the other thing, I mean, if you want to pay for months in advance, you can get more of a discount if you go that route as well. So, I mean,
not like that, because, no, what I was saying is, like, you know how, the down payment is, you're saying you can do it for $100.
Well, it's not necessarily a down payment, it's just to set you up. So it's a programming fee. Yeah, it's just to set you up.
No, I know, but either way, it's still that one-time fee and then the monthly. So, like, what I'm saying is, like, other places are offering pretty much similar stuff than you are, and then, but like I said, the down payment is a little higher, but then the monthly is cheaper than you guys. So, like,
so how like, cheap like, are they going, though?
Well, I've talked to a bunch of different people, and their prices are completely different. And then I know what they're offering is a little different too. So like some of those people, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, cause for good quality SEO, if you're paying anything under $200, that would be a matter of concern, of who the type of company you're dealing with.
Yeah.
And that's if they're doing SEO, because there's some companies that do like voice search, and that's like a one-time payment and it's not expensive at all. They do voice search, you know, and it costs less, but
I did pay for that.
Oh yeah, you don't need that, by the way. How many people, you know, ask Alexa or Siri for, you know, home renovators near me? They go on their phones. They go on computers, you know, because they're looking at reviews. You can't do that on Alexa. We used to do voice search. It never did anything for our clients, really, so we just took it off.
Really?
It was a waste of money for them, so that's why we did that. But, I mean, you know, like we've been talking, you know, for a good amount of time. Yeah. I mean, where is your... What do you want to do, I should ask?
No, like, if you're telling me it's, like, I wouldn't mind, like, it's just the monthly one is kind of expensive, the monthly fee from you guys, but.
I mean, if the lowest package I can do is that $199 package, but like I said, if you're gonna get what you pay for, I'll sell it to you, but if you want results, if you want to see a return on investment, you're gonna want to do Google with Facebook. Cause those two work really well together. You'll make your money back. You'll get a profit. I'll sell you the $199, but you're gonna get results
that's what I'm saying. I don't want that either. That's the thing, because I don't know. So how would I, like, let's say if I looked up a company, right? If I looked up a company, like on Google Maps or something, and then how would I know if they actually a Google partner? How would I find that out?
Yeah. So, you mean like if the
because I have this other company that's pretty much like your competitor, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like I have it up now. How would I find out if they have a Google?
Are you on their website?
I'm on their website. Let me see their website.
You want to go on their website. So you go on their website and the Google partner badge will be on their website.
Okay. Can I ask you a question? Does this have anything to do with net neutrality and all that stupid shit that went down?
No. I don't even know what that is. If
no.
you can explain it to me.
Oh, okay.
Nothing rings a bell there.
I'm not all right. No, I don't see any badges.
Yeah, they'll have it on their website if they're an actual Google partner.
I don't know. You would think that'd be like one of the first things they would put on their website.
Yeah, if they are partnered with Google, it'll be on their website. It'll be on the home page of their website. And then again, you want to be able to click on it and it'll take you directly to Google.
I see Facebook, TikTok,
That's just telling you what they do. It's
YouTube,
we're partnered with
iHeartRadio, Yellow Pages,
and Meta. What they probably do is they put you on the 60 plus directories that are out there. And let me tell you, that is also not, you don't need to do that. Most of them are junk and you'll just get junk calls. Most people don't go on all those directories. That's why we used to do the same thing. We used to put you on the 60 plus directories. We run a study and most of the time it was just junk that was going to our clients. So we remove that feature and we only deal with the top ones, which is like Yelp, Google, Apple, Bing. We're getting into some things with Amazon pretty soon here too. So, that's something that will happen in the future, but we deal with the top directories.
Yeah. Cause it's just us compete and win more customers using blockchain technology.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that.
A lot of these SEO companies
they say wordy things to make it sound like they do something special.
Yeah, because that whole blockchain shit. Yeah, that blockchain shit is like that. I know that's been circling the internet for a long time.
Yeah, so it's really not anything different than what it is that we would do.
Yeah, it's, I don't know, like.
So, like,
the only thing holding me back is,
I was going to say, I mean, is this something that you would want to do today, or what is it that, you know, you want to do so I can make sure to get everything situated?
No, I don't.
Uh-huh.
No, I don't mind. I wouldn't mind doing this today. It's just like, like I said, we've spent money on doing other things with other people, and the whole situation is just like it's aggravating. That's all.
No, I
and then the financial part of it too, because we're trying to like scrape up and do whatever we can. And it's just like, we don't. So we've been getting jobs here and there, but it's not nothing steady. Because it's obviously, you know, we're not out there like that yet. But like.
Yeah, I mean, this so is like, what's going to bring for you me to take steady on, work.
No,
you know,
I'm,
with your little job.
Sure. Yeah.
You know?
I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure it will. It's just like I said, I'm just afraid to get into like more monthly bills without,
yeah,
you know, without seeing any money coming in as much as we want. But I know this is the whole point of what you're offering is to get to that point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you
it
get
hard
it.
For me. Yeah.
You get it. It's like, it's pretty much you're taking a risk. Like when you start your business, you know, it's taking
right.
a risk. And it's, yeah, I mean, the only thing I can do, I showed you all our credentials, you know, I showed you, you know, our reviews on
right.
Google. And, I mean, it's really just
yep.
taking that leap of faith, I would say, you know, but I did give you the timeline, you know, you
no,
can
yeah,
get
yeah.
your dashboard, you know, you get to see
right.
everything, you know, so it's not going to be like, I think it's working
yeah.
or maybe it's working. You'll be able to see on your own, you know, but it's really just, you being ready to move forward and you saying, yes, let's do this.
Yeah. Like I wouldn't mind doing it, to be honest.
All
I'm
right.
About
well,
it, like it seems, it, well, enough.
is that a yes
so
that I'm hearing?
No. No, it's just crazy. It's honestly, my brain is actually mush right now from all the shit, all the information and all the shit, trying to learn all this other stuff. Like I'm getting phone calls from everybody and their mother. It's like my brain is like actually mush.
You gotta just stop taking the phone calls. Let us get everything
no, I know.
Started
like,
for
right
you,
now,
you know?
Right now, I'm on the phone with you and I've gotten like, I don't know how many calls. This person just called from Las Vegas. I don't know who the hell from Las, I don't know anybody from
that's
Las
probably
Vegas.
411 local, by the way. Don't deal with them either. If you look 411 local up scam, you'll find tons of things about them. They're in Vegas.
Yeah.
So that could be what you're getting from them. But, on our end, so you are going to receive a call.
You know what?
Go ahead.
You know what arroz dulce is?
About what?
Arroz dulce.
Arroz dulce. Oh yeah, arroz dulce. Yes. What about it?
That's what my brain probably, like, my feels like right now.
Well, here's the thing, okay? I'm going to tell you this. For me to set everything up, it
yeah.
takes about 5-10 minutes max. I set up an onboarding call. That's
okay.
going to be in about 1 to 3 days. You let me know when you want your onboarding call. That's where we go over everything in detail, okay? So you just
right.
put your brain, you know, on hold. So you don't have to worry about anything until we have your onboarding call.
Right.
And we can get
right.
everything started. Okay. So, you said for name, Melvin Rodriguez Morales, correct? But you go by Junior?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my nickname, but you can put the Melvin name on there if you want. It has to be anyways. Make it easier.
Yeah, cause it's going to be the card. Yeah. That you're going to use.
Right.
Okay. Now, what is going to be the email address that you want to use?
It'll be resurrect. Let me see. We'll just make sure that's the right one. Yeah, it's riresurrect@gmail.com.
Okay.
Like Rhode Island.
Okay. Also, just so you do know, my phone system, sometimes when it hits an hour talking, it may or may not hang up.
Yep.
If it does, I'll call you back. If it doesn't, we're lucky. Okay.
I'll take complete offense to that if you hang up on me.
It happened once.
No, I'm kidding.
It didn't happen at the hour mark. It happened at the hour and 20 minutes. And I was like, oh, no. And he sent me a text
yeah.
message right away. And he's like, you're hanging up on me? And I was like, no, I'm sorry. So I wanted to let you know.
No, it's okay. Okay. That's one of the emails, and then the other email that the Google business.
Yeah, the one. So I put riresurrect@gmail.com. It's pulling up as invalid. I'm not sure. Sometimes my system does that. I don't know if it isn't. Go ahead.
No, what I'm trying to tell you is that I have a different email address for the Google account. If you want that address, I can give you that email address.
It's up to you. Where do you like to receive emails? It makes no difference on our end.
No, I know, but I don't know. It might help you because that's the email address that's on the Google. So the only reason why the RI Resurrect I would want customers to use that email address.
Okay.
But then for the Google account and all that other stuff, it's Resurrect Refinishing.
Give me one second. So it's Resurrect Refinishing.
Refin. 401. @gmail.com.
Okay.
So that's the email address
for the Google business profile.
Right.
Okay. Resurrect Refinishing 401 @gmail.com, correct?
Right.
Okay. Now, the company name, you're okay with it showing Resurrect Construction, correct?
Right, that's the name we want to use. Because it's already legally, it's already a legit and it's already established name through the state. So I just did it the other day.
Okay. And then for address, I show on Angie's at the 20 Fry Pond Road. Is that correct?
See, you know what's crazy? Nobody was supposed to see that address either. That's the physical address. So that's another thing. If you telling me that, that's another reason why that whole situation sucks. Because I told them, make sure that nobody sees that address. And if you can see it, that means who else?
Mm-hmm. I can see it.
God knows who else can see it. But the company address is 1550. The business address is 1550 Noose Neck Hill Road. Noose. HILL Road.
What's the zip code?
02816.
What was the first number?
02816.
Okay.
1550 Noose Neck Hill Road.
I found Coventry, it. In Rhode Coventry? Island. Okay. Is this the address that's associated with the Google business profile?
Yes. It's both those addresses are on there, actually. And even both the addresses are on, the state. Both those addresses are linked to the business.
Okay. And it is hiding on your Google business profile. You want that still,
that's
right?
That's the point. Yeah, that's how I wanted it. Yeah, I don't want nobody knocking on my door at my personal home.
I agree.
Right. So that's the reason why I told Andy's to do the same thing. Yeah, right. So I can throw Andy's to the same shit, and then you telling me my address, and it's no good.
Most companies that I deal with that come from Angie's, just so you do know, they do show address. And I have had clients in the past that have told me the same thing, that they don't want their address showing, and they told Angie's not, and they don't listen. So I don't know if that's just something that Angie's does.
Yeah, they don't listen.
It's
bullshit. I don't think that's okay. No, seriously,
it's
right? Because it's
it's not.
The business, and then, and the whole business, because we're not. This is part of the reason why, we're not a storefront. Nobody's, there's no reason why you need my physical address if I'm providing services at your home. So, the last thing I want to do is have somebody come knocking at my door over something stupid.
Exactly. You don't want to have that information out there. I always recommend when it is your home address to hide it anyways. So,
Right. So that's why I did it through that Google Maps is hidden too.
Yeah, and I put it down on our notes as well just to keep it hidden, which we typically always do, but I still put it down anyways.
No, but even if it does pop, right. But if it does come up, I'd rather it be the Coventry address.
That's what I put you down as well. So, and you have the Google Business profile already, so it's not like a really big issue or anything.